Hey guys.
This here is the sixth episode of
Potato
Salad
Marmalade.
Whoa, that's intensity. On this week's show, Carter and I have a lot of cool things planned. Segment one, what's spookier in this Halloween season, skeletons or ghosts? We're going to have a listener question from a friend of the show. And Carter has a cool movie review. Well, maybe it's a TV review. We'll find out on this week's episode of
Potato Salad Marmalade.
Late. Get funky.
Late.
Less funky. For sticking around through our funky music. I'm Sean.
I'm Carter.
And we're rad. What we want you to do, hang out with us while we talk about something cool here that we thought of while we were decorating our house. And Carter, what is spookier during this Halloween season, skeletons or ghosts? Now, don't answer right away. I want you to really think about this. It's kind of a surprise. You were like, hey, man, I don't know, Dad. I think that a walking bone machine is a little bit scarier than a cloud of fake sheets. But who knows? Who knows what's more frightening? And I'm saying, I'm going to give you my answer first. You know what's scarier than that?
What?
Well, when I think of ghosts, I think of Casper, the friendly ghost.
Oh, my favorite from that movie is when the people see him, they just faint, and he's like, oh, goodness. Because
well, yeah.
He hates when they just faint.
I would faint, too.
Because they faint because they're surprised that ghosts are real.
Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You know how you know ghosts aren't real?
Yeah.
Because if I said right now, hey, ghost, if there's a ghost in this house, knock on the wall. What the?
Yo, somebody order a pizza!
And it's a pizza delivery ghost, Carter. Give me a blanket to hide. So tell me more about... Tell me more about this Casper.
So Casper...
Shh, make sure they can hear you because we're whispering. Speak back, I think. I think we're good. No, I think he left.
Oh, no. That wasn't...
Anybody gonna pay me for the pizza? I'm not a ghost.
Nah, man, we're good. We don't want a pizza. It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Although that is pretty sweet. Thanks for coming by. There you go. Here's a little hand. There's a little dap. A little dap. Give me a dap. Good luck. Have a good one. Carter, give him knuckles. So anyway, what about Casper? What's his deal?
He's a friendly ghost. He wants to make friends because he doesn't have a lot of friends. But he wants him every time he sees someone and he reveals himself, they get super harmed when they see him, and they faint.
Okay, so they get harmed. So they faint.
Yes.
Do they get hurt when they faint, or they just fall down and then they get up? Because I saw someone faint one time in first grade. True story. When I was your age. When I was in first grade, in the cafeteria, she was on pizza day. She was going through the line, getting pizza. It was just like a very skinny line. And she, in the halfway through, she started not to feel well. She was too warm. Her name was Jennifer. I'm not going to say her last name because I remember it.
Oh, I remember Jennifer. You told me about her.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, well, then the story's not fun.
No, this.
And then she fainted, and everyone was so scared. And you know what I did?
Why?
Kept eating my pizza because I was in front of her in line, and I was thoughtless. That's what you need to not be.
Really?
Yes. Be a good listener.
Be a good friend. Be kind.
Those are the three rules because that wasn't
and
very
thoughtful.
And you
did none of those.
No, I figured everybody else was already over there, the teachers and stuff. Like, what am I going to do? I'm just going to add to the panic. Who needs a ginger? Who needs a little redhead running over? Jennifer, whatever can I do for the girl who took all of my muscle figures and buried them in the sandbox? Yeah. Then she pushed me out of the tree fort. Yeah, well, that's true. Jennifer, if you can hear this, I'm still mad at you.
Did you get the toys out of the sandbox?
Nope.
Why?
She really buried them, and also they were in sand. And I lacked the tools. Anyway, back on topic. About Casper and fainting. This is about you right now being a bad active listener.
Oh my gosh, I think I just saw a ghost.
No, I wasn't a ghost. That was a blue jay.
A ghost blue jay.
Ghost blue jay.
Beep. Oh gosh. What was that? I can't hear anything.
I think that was an Easter peep. A little marshmallow peep.
A ghost peep?
Yes.
A ghost peep? Are you kidding me? Peeps are alive. Oh, goodness. What? Oh.
That's just Oh, well, that's exactly what you should do. Well, I got to be honest with you. I didn't see any peeps, so I don't know why you're swinging your arms weird, but...
No, I sliced it.
You sliced
I had my
okay.
toe that's actually unable to
see. You have a very active imagination because not only did I not see anything, I did not see a peep or a blue jay, but it turned out that the only thing to be scared of before was a pizza delivery guy. No, you're not scaring me again. All right, so we talked about the merits of Casper. What about a scary ghost? Did you ever see a scary ghost?
Never seen a ghost before.
What if I told you there was a ghost in my sock drawer?
I wouldn't believe.
Did you ever look through my sock drawer?
Yes, I do that overnight.
Overnight? Like when I'm sleeping?
Yes.
So you take the time to go through my sock drawer overnight while I'm sleeping?
Yes.
Are you the one that's taking my extras or my pairs apart? Because right now I have at least 20 unmatched pairs of tall socks, cool socks, with bad words on them. Are you just offended by the bad words?
No. That's not why. It's just every night a ghost comes right through the window and just messes up all your socks when you try to sort them back.
Oh, that's kind of you. So you're admitting that there is a sock ghost.
Yes, but he only comes in the night when the light doesn't shine on him and he gets sucked into the moon.
Originally, I thought that there was a sock dragon.
There's such thing as a socktopus, not a sock dragon.
Whoa, a socktopus?
Yep.
Where'd you get that from?
It's an octopus that steals socks.
Wow. Where'd you get that?
A legendary tome from a pirate locker. It was really weird.
Well, I imagine you used the word tome. That's pretty weird unto itself. So, most ghosts aren't still capable of this, but if they could play a sport, what sport would a ghost...
Ghost play?
Yeah, what would they play? On three, we'll both say the sport. Very, very average voice, no screaming. The sport. Are you ready? You have it in your head? Don't say it out loud. Do you have a sport?
Nope, I don't have it.
Oh, okay. I'll give you a second.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, you got it? Here we go. On three, we'll say the sport, but don't yell it into your microphone because it'd be insanely loud. On three. One, two, three. Tug of war.
Soccer. Soccer.
They have no legs. And tug of war, they have no hands. But that's all that came to me.
Ghosts do have hands.
Not always. So, what would scare you most about a ghost?
They have a football.
Football? They don't have. They couldn't tackle each other, could they? I think a tug of war is funny. I think if you came like down the stairs and you're in the hallway.
How about white war?
Well, sometimes ghosts can wear purple.
Do you know there's a game called Tug of Table?
Tug of
where
table?
You have to tug your side of the table. And if you pull the other person on your side, they lose and you win. If they pull you on the other side, you're out.
That's an interesting game. Where'd you learn that game?
From Annoying Orange.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep. What's up?
Yeah, you gotta.
I just saw obnoxious fruit.
Obnoxious fruit. In our application Vlogger Lite or whatever it's called.
No, it's Vlogger Go Viral.
Do you remember the name? I don't
know.
I just play it occasionally. I haven't played it in a while because it's only fun when you're playing with me because we hit buttons and I giggle. All right, so we've talked about ghosts. Now let's talk about the other one. Let's talk about the human, what are they called? Xylophone. That is the skeleton.
Xylophone?
Yeah, xylophone. Up and down the ribs. You know, like the thing that's on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
You're making it sound like a guitar. So, okay. That's a creepy guitar. All right, so here's the deal. If you walked into a room and there was a pile of bones on the floor, would that be scary to you?
Pile of bones?
It's a pile of bones.
I would just pick them up and feel the texture and then bang them on something.
Yeah.
And if they break fragile, I would be like, all right, that's plastic or real.
Okay.
And then I would look at it if it has the things.
Now, what if you walked in the room? What if you walked into the room and the skeleton was standing up and you opened the door, tipped its head, and it pointed at you? What would you do?
I would think it was just a little robot.
So your default thought when you see a pointing skeleton is that it's a robot.
Yes.
I love your trust in the world, son, because I'm a grown-up, and the first thing I'm thinking is legit skeleton monster, and I'm going to slowly back up. I saw Ghostbusters a lot as a kid, and I saw ghosts go through people, and they got covered in slime. I thought that was a real thing, ectoplasm. I thought that was real. But I'm going to say this. If I came across a walking bone machine, I'm out. I'm out this window right here in your bedroom, straight onto the deck. I'm diving down to the deck, and I'm running down the stairs, and I'm screaming like a creepy character from a cartoon show.
Maybe from Stranger Things.
No, because they have what they call wherewithal or strength.
What's wherewithal?
It means they can kind of hold it together and, you know, fight back. I'm gone. I'm just scared of skeletons.
Really?
That's one of the few things that scares me because it's what's inside you. It's what holds up all of you, from your skull, your head, to like your elbow joints. It's like you're looking at what keeps you together. You would be a puddle of mush if it weren't for your bones. And there is your bones. You're looking at a skeleton, and it's your bones. It is your bones. It is your inside parts. And it's just like this. Hey, Carter, hey. I'm here for you. And you're just like, nah. And you're like, oh, it's a robot. Now, I'm not thinking that. You know what I'm thinking?
What?
That's a wizard's curse. I'm out.
Wizard's curse?
Yep, I'm jumping right off. That table down below your window better...
If I could realize... If I sliced it and it did nothing to it, I'd be like, oh, it's just a hologram.
What would you do if you went to the bathroom and you came back and you had nothing to slice it with? You didn't have, like, a sword or a scalpel
Then I would just do B on Minecraft.
What would you do? Would you try and shove it over?
Minecraft in real life. No, I would punch it.
You'd punch it. What if I told you that's not going to do a thing?
Or I'll do it the Scott Pilgrim way.
Oh, Scott Pilgrim.
Yes.
I like that. So Scott Pilgrim, what are you going to do? You're going to hit him till coins come out?
No.
How many? Okay, hold on.
And basically...
You kick a skeleton's butt. How many coins? How many coins is he worth?
Probably 28.
28 coins. Are they all... What color are the coins? Are they like brown? Are they copper colored? Are they silver?
In Scott Pilgrim, they're usually blue or silver. So I'd think blue.
You go blue? I like blue. Blue's a good color. Blue is a really nice color for a skeleton to give up. His what are you doing? You got creepy eyes right now. All right. So how about this? I got another one. So what if there were two skeletons? What if you open your bedroom door and there's just two skeletons and their arms are sticking straight out and they've tipped their head like they're in a Thriller video and they're dancing?
Wait, dancing skeletons?
Yeah, they're dancing in your room, but they've got really scary faces.
Then I would just open my window and shove every one of them off my room onto the deck.
What if they weighed a lot of weight? What if they weighed like 250 pounds?
Then I would just throw them all the way on the street and the cars would just run over them and then they would be dead for life.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure they're already dead and I think that's the...
Undead.
The undead for unlife.
No,
Knuckles, undead for unlife.
It's supposed to be it's called the undead because it's from Skylanders. It's basically characters that are still alive when they were usually dead.
Right.
And they're still alive.
Well, you know other classic examples of the undead?
What?
Dracula.
He's not the undead.
Yes, he is. Mummies.
Mummies.
Zombies.
Zombies are basically, yes.
Mil
Muerte. Zombies and mummy, yes, but all the rest, no, except Frankenstein.
Frankenstein? Yes. You're not going to give me Dracula?
Dracula is just
Dracula's dead.
Really?
Yeah, man. Can't die.
Yes, because he's basically in every Horner film. And I've seen some... Horner films with Dracula, but none of them show him dead, and then he comes alive again.
Yeah, well, he's immortal.
What's immortal?
Lives forever.
Unless you mean,
someone stops
and
him.
Actually,
and when someone
cats
stops
have
him,
nine lives, so
who else
I
has
guess.
Nine lives?
So you, who?
Politicians.
Seriously, politicians?
You know what a politician is?
Yes, I know.
What's a politician?
A politician is a type of person who, like, who's one of the people in the court.
Yes, they run government. Very good.
Yep.
It's pretty good. I'm proud of you. All right, so to wrap this part up here, I want to be real clear. We're weighing the segment here. What's spookier, skeletons versus ghosts? Carter Flynn, if you had to pick one or the other as spookier, what would it be? Skeletons and their bones, or ghosts and their lack of feet and spooky spectral sheet bodies?
Ghosts.
Really? And can I ask you why?
Why?
No, can I ask you why?
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Because they can go through things, and also they can disappear. And they're still there, and then they can reappear, and they're there. Then you can see.
Do ghosts shower?
No.
That's pretty stinky. Right off the bat, I think a ghost is spookier. You know why?
Why?
Because you can look at a skeleton and know if he's dirty or not. Because their bones look gross, but a ghost you can't tell. because they can fade in and out. You can't tell how dirty they are. Poof, they vanish. They could be covered in mud or have stinky armpits. You wouldn't know. They could be laying in your bed. Stinky armpit ghost. You wouldn't know. Stinky spooky. So my choice is also ghosts. I pick it. Knuckles on that, buddy. All right, guys. We will be right back with segment two. Listener questions here on Potato
Salad
Marmalade.
Late. Yeah!
Thanks for checking out our sponsor, guys. Definitely appreciate the support. It's time for a listener question. Carter's always very excited for these, so I like to surprise him with who the submission is each week. This time is from a longtime listener that he's going to recognize right here.
Hey, Carter. It's your buddy Sticky Jimmy. I'm just reaching out right now because I heard I was allowed to make a call into the question line again. The other day we were playing that Pokemon game and I had a question about those games you play. If you had a power you could assign to the red card in Uno, buddy, what would it be? Again, this is Sticky Jimmy with a question about Uno and the red card and its power. This is Sticky Jimmy.
I love Sticky Jimmy. So let me get this right. If the red Uno card had a special power, what would it be?
Correct. The red card. Yes, he said the red Uno card.
All right, let's see. I think it would be infinity.
Infinity. Now, what does that mean to you?
That means, like, all the powers.
So you'd be able to get all the powers with the red card.
Yes.
So what powers would that grab? What are the other powers that you'd be taking? Because there's only four different colors of card. So what are the other three colors? What does yellow have?
Yellow has crystal sabers.
Crystal sabers. I like that. Okay. And what about blue?
Toronto guns.
Toronto guns. I thought at first you said Toronto guns. I was going to say, the people of Canada are very peaceful. Toronto is not going to have guns. And what about green?
Green will have... sneezing power.
Sneezing power. Everything else was very weapon-based, and at the very end, you're just like, yeah, and you'll have the ability to sneeze. So sneezing power. And how strong is sneezing power?
About 50.
50? So 50 hit. And what about the Toronto guns?
Toronto guns? As much as the power as the Formidable Bomb in Minecraft Story Mode.
That's pretty powerful.
Yes.
That's all the TNT and all of the...
No, it's a super TNT.
I know.
Combined it with gunpowder all around.
Wow, that's crazy. And then, and what was the first one that you said? The swords, the sabers.
The crystal sabers
crystal
for
sabers.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow.
So, and then Infinity takes all of those. So basically, you get red cards in your deck. You literally have everything. You have all the powers. So how do you defeat someone if they have a handful of red cards? What do you do? What counters the red cards?
I was going to say something.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All of those powers, I was thinking about seizing power, and crystal sabers and Toronto guns. You want to know something?
Sure.
They're both from Time Force and Wild Force. Power Rangers.
Wow.
Yes. Time Force has Toronto guns. Wild Force has crystal sabers.
I gotta be honest with you. Crystal sabers sound a little bit cooler.
They're basically made from in America.
Oh, okay.
The Flying Turtle Island in the sky.
Okay, so how do you defeat someone that has a lot of red guards? Like, what's a good counter? So someone has all of those powers. What do you counter them? I have an idea.
You have to counter with a skip. A skip.
You have to skip them until they have too much power?
Yes.
And it's the idea, but...
Yes, but you have... why you have to skip them is so you can get more cards. More like... Use the skips that you have as much as you can to defeat the red. And if you finally get a lot of reds, a red skip, that means you can defeat the Infinity.
I think we just invented a new card game. I think Uno should call us about this. Or some company that makes card games and be like the Carter Edition. Or they could just rip the idea off and tell us that we have no right to it. They'll do stuff like that occasionally. Okay, cool. I think that's a pretty good answer. Are you comfortable with that answer, or do you want to add more?
I'm comfortable with it.
I hope our buddy Sticky Jimmy digs it. All right, a little handshake. Handshake for the business. Secret handshake. Let's do it. We'll pretend we have a secret handshake. We'll stick our index finger out like this. Do it. No, do it too. Make the noise. All right, we'll be right back here on Potato
Salad
Marmalade.
Hey guys, it's Carter from Potato Salad Marmalade. Dad and I are really crushing it every week, and we would absolutely love to see continued support. We're having such a good time, and it really means a lot to able to buy that Ferrari that I keep bringing up. Head over to anchor.fm/potato salad marmalade. Like, share, do whatever you do on TikTok. I'm too young for TikToks. Sponsor our show. I love y'all. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out our supporters break.
It's awesome if you guys can support and help. Love you guys for checking us out every week. It's been awesome. But this is it for us this week. As always, we don't say goodnight. We say
ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-